The spirit of jihad, striving in the way of Allah, had its roots in Imam Khomeini's family, upbringing, education, and the social setting where he grew up. It assumed whole new dimensions as he assumed the leadership of his country. Throughout his life, it never subsided, nor did he falter or for a moment succumb to disappointment, setbacks, or threats. His fight began when he was only a teenager. It took on new dimensions, becoming more elaborate as he grew older and his knowledge and insight grew. It also developed according to changes in the socio-political conditions in the country and the world of Islam, as well as the world at large. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Khomeini embarked on a course of action that laid the foundations of a whole new system of government. It is different from any other system of government. It is based on the principles and teachings of Islam and laid out in the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He set out to revive the social and political laws and rules of Islam, which had been all but consigned to oblivion for a very long time. Imam Khomeini was a Shiite scholar who adamantly advocated the bringing together of all Islamic schools of thought, who advocated their essential unity. He called for the unity of all Muslims in the face of common enemies. This call for unity is highlighted in many speeches delivered by Imam Khomeini and many of his messages.
The biggest obstacle along the path towards Islamic unity, according to the late Imam Khomeini, is the existence of governments whose main objective is securing the interests of their overseas masters. The elimination of the big obstacle, too, according to the Imam, is the task to be carried out by Muslim nations. Imam Khomeini believed that if the Islamic world could not move towards solving its disputes and differences and remain a divided group with its leaders each pursuing their own selfish objectives, they could never have a tangible effect on global developments. But that will not be the only loss due to their indifference. Past experience proves and current regional developments too further verify that Islamic countries have always been and will remain the scene of looting and bullying by the powers of the day. As long as the situation remains this way, the hegemony of the standard bearer of disbelief over Muslims is guaranteed. The late Imam Khomeini, having in mind the general comprehensive scheme for the establishment of great Islamic government, proposed a strategy to mobilize Muslims. He condemned disunity and discord, no matter who promotes them, and considered moving in that direction the sign of hypocrisy and disguised disbelief. In a paragraph of his last will, he obliges the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, do your best to improve Iran's relationship with other Islamic countries. Try to wake up Muslim politicians and invite them to Islamic unity and solidarity. In doing so, be sure that Almighty Allah is on your side.